بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. And whose words can be better than him who calls towards Allah? He does good amal and he says that I am together with the Musliman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these words very much, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we realize, my dear brothers, that as the servants of Allah Ta'ala, it is our duty to remember Allah more and more, to make the ibadat of Allah, and to turn in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as the ummati of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have a double duty. One is to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and secondly to call towards Allah. As this verse of the Quran tells us, that the best words Allah likes is calling towards Allah, followed with good amal, and he says, "Innani minal muslimin," I'm together with the Musliman. So we can find, my dear brothers, that the best speech is Kalamullah, Quran and Majeed. Highest speech of Allah, which is not makhluk. Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh stood firm on his grounds that the Quran is not makhluk. It is the speech of Allah from the sifats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the king of the time ordered him to be lashed. He took the lashes in his old age, but he kept to this principle that the Quran al-Majid is not makhluk. It is the speech of Allah, and as the sifats of Allah are continuous, the Quran al-Majid is also continuous. Alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers, Allah has blessed us with this Mubarak Deen of Islam, and together with him goes the effort for the Deen of Islam also. Islam is a very complete religion of sahih aqaid and beliefs. At the same time, correct ibadat in a high standard. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created maut and hayat to test you, which of you can do better amal. Allah Ta'ala has created maut and hayat to test you, which of you can do better amal. Ahsana amal, and the ahsana amal will come up with the quality in the amal. To do the amal with the correct yaqeen on the zat of Allah, that it is only Allah who is controlling everything. It's only with the help of Allah that I'm fulfilling the orders of Allah. Alhamdulillahi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praises due to Allah Ta'ala with his favors. The good deeds are completed. So to do amal with a sahih yaqeen on Allah. Secondly, to do the amal in the correct way as shown by our dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thirdly, to do every amal with the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Aqimis salata li zikri. Establish salat for my remembrance. Establish salat for my remembrance. So to do the ibadat of Allah with the consciousness of Allah. Allah ke dhyan ke saath Allah ko yaad karna. Allah ke dhyan ke saath Allah ki ibadat karna. And to do every amal with the correct niyat to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah is the king of all kings. Allah has blessed us the strength to complete the amal, to walk, to fulfill the amal. It is only with Allah's help. And to do every amal with the hopes of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihtisaban, hope for rewards from Allah. As every Nabi said, La as'alukum alayhi ajra, in ajriya illa ala Allahi rabbil alameen. I do not ask you for any rewards for this effort of da'wat, calling you towards Allah. My rewards are with Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. And to do every amal with mujahada and nafs, to go against the nafs. For example, to wake up early in the morning, now Fajr goes azan, quarter to five o'clock, and to get up up past four o'clock, it's a mujahida. And to make it to the masjid, and wake up Isha and Fajr in the masjid and get the sawab for the whole night ibadat, against the nafs. So many amals against the nafs. For example, sitting half an hour and completing the ayah tisbihat. To sit there, it is against the nafs. But you sit and complete our tasbihat, 100 times that kalima, 100 times durus sharif, 100 times istighfar, half an hour tilawat the Quran in the morning, half an hour in the evening, night surahs. By this recitation of Quran, this heart will be polished. As the hadith says, that these hearts get rusted just as iron gets rusted with water. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, wama jila'uha, what will shine these hearts? What will cleanse these hearts from the rust of the world? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned tilawat al-Quran and remembrance of maut abundantly. Remembrance of maut abundantly. Extra zikr, extra tilawat al-Quran, extra ibadat. It'll polish this heart, my dear brothers, and bring us closer to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, these qualities which I mentioned now, we have to make effort on these qualities. The sahih yaqeen, the sahih tariqah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sahih ilm and zikr, to do the amal with the knowledge and also with the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to do the amal with ikhlas and at the same time fulfilling the rights of one another and loving one another, talking good about one another, making ikram of one another, respecting our elders, having mercy on our youngsters. These are the qualities we talk about again and again. And the quality of da'wah ilallah, calling towards Allah, going out in the path of Allah, meeting people, reminding towards Allah. Allah gets so happy. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muddassir, kum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir. O the Nabi who is wrapped up in a shawl, stand up, speak to the people. Allah ki badai bolo. Call out the greatness of Allah. Rabbaka fakabbir. Call out the greatness of Allah. Allah ki badai bolo. That is why in the azan, 6 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, a very important document. It has a stamp on top and a stamp on the bottom also. And before, I remember, I used to buy the revenue stamp to put that on that, also on that affidavit or on the document. Revenue stamp from the post office, the postmaster will stamp it and say, this is a true document. Allah's document of azan, 6 times. 6 times. 4 times in the beginning, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Again in the end, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Why? Because very important message is coming. Success lies in shahadat ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Where is success? Hayyal al-salah, hayyal al-falah. Come to salat, come to success. Come to salat, come to success. Allahu Akbar, Musalman ki kamyabi. You know, my dear brothers, around Durban, from Marisburg, you'll find about 100 areas. Marisburg got about 20, 25 areas. Phoenix got about 20 areas, 25 areas. Chatsworth got about 20 areas. Mierbank, Marisburg, Vellum, 10, 12 areas, Tongar, 10, 12, all together about 100 areas, 60%, 70%, not reading namaz 5 times a day. What happens with Tarkil Farais? By leaving out the Faraz command of Allah, Salman lands on the boundary of Islam. He lands on the boundary of Islam because he's leaving off the Farais. He knows about it, but not practicing. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. From amongst the people are those who worship Allah on the boundary. When it suits them, it's okay. Okay, hobby, you want to go fishing, you go. You don't want to go, you don't go. You play cricket, you play. Tired today, won't play cricket. sports. They didn't take their salat as a duty of a Musliman. As a result, they land on the boundary of Islam, my dear brothers. Allah says, "Bade nuksan mein hai." خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينِ فَنَصَابَهُ خَيْرًا اِطْمَعَنَّ بِهِ. Conditions are good, they're happy. When asabatu fitna, trial comes, difficulty comes, in قَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ, they turn away. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ, they lost out in the dunya and akhirah. But how come they got that big loss? Because they're sitting on the boundary, on the fence. Take Islam as a, just like a play game. Halakha, everybody can read 5-10 mas easily, fajr, so easy in the morning, 2 rakats. Everybody gets lunchtime, they can make this zuhr namaz. 2-3 Muslims, the masjid is far away, 2-3 Muslims get together, give azan and make salat. Very easy lunchtime, all lunchtime after 12, after zawal. Asr namaz, 4:30, winter time, 4:30, before 5, summer time, after 5, 6 o'clock, you can make asr easily. No difficulty. And Maghrib after sunset, din is over, job is over. 3 rakat, 2 rakat, sunnat. Isha 4-3. Simple. Ad-deenus sahlun. Yuridu Allah bikumul yusra. Wala yuridu bikumul usra. Allah wants to make it easy for you. Allah does not want to make it hard for you. And those who strive for Allah's deen, going from place to place, calling towards Allah, reminding towards Allah, learning and teaching, talim ka halka, and making some ibadat at night and crying before Allah, my dear brothers, they will come very close to Allah. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْهُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. As for the muqarrab bandas, the close servants of Allah, my dear brothers, the fragrance of Jannat is waiting for them. Rayhan, the flowers of Jannat, Jannatu Naim, the namas of Jannat are waiting for them, my dear brothers. For to become Muqarrabeen, we have to excel in these qualities, my dear brothers. Excel in these qualities. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people of the earth, Allah will have mercy for you. And my dear brothers, we are very, very fortunate. Time to time our elders come from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. They come and they speak to us. They hear our karguzari, our report, how the effort of deen is carrying on, and they give us advices accordingly. It is a booster of our iman also, and also, my dear brothers, to bring us on the right nahj, doing this work correctly, not according to our whims and fancies. And that is why the tashkil is made for 4 months, 40 days every year, 3 days a month, 2 gasht a week. 2 gasht is so important, like the backbone in the work. 2 gasht a week is like the backbone in the work, because the backbone to stand up, the legs don't stand up first. Just look carefully. What stood up first? The legs or the bone, backbone? Backbone, the backbone of the work, 2 gash, 3 days a month, my dear brothers. Talim in the masjid, talim at home, correctly doing the amal, our elders will be always giving us advice. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, this year they're coming to Johannesburg next weekend. Alhamdulillah, jamaats are coming out from there also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a golden opportunity. Maulana Ahmad Lath Sahib, Damat Barakatum, always mentions this hadith quite carefully. Inna li rabbika fid dahri nafahat fata'arradu laha. Verily from Allah's side, special breezes blow. Take benefit from it. Allah ki taraf se, rabbani lehre chalti hai. خوب فائدہ اٹھا لو. ربانی لہرے چلتی ہے. From the side of Allah, special breezes blow. Take benefit therefrom. Elders in old age, 80 years, 90 years, they're coming to us, making dua for us. What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity. All coming to Johannesburg, inshallah. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, buses leaving from Masjid Hilal, luxury bus leaving from Phoenix also. We got place, inshallah. Phoenix, Palak, Padosi. Phoenix, Palak, Padosi, all every day. Palak people coming, Phoenix, they coming in Inanda every day, isn't it so? So not far away, inshallah ta'ala. Make niyat, inshallah, we'll come out for 4 months, 40 days very soon. Our time not given this year, let us give our time, inshallah. Very soon, Palak Jamal, October, November. Mulana naam likho. Allah jazao khair deve. Such a beautiful masjid, golden carpets, and you have golden hearts which are welcoming us to come here. Allah give you the golden carpets of Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah wa ta'ala. Bolo bhai, bolo inshallah, bolo. Himmat karke bolo.
Yeah, it's coming to an end now. We haven't given our time to, at least now we can make the niyyah. Ji, bolo brothers. We haven't yet come out. Time won't wait for us. We have to make our azam. Who else, brothers, inshallah? Ji, what Yusuf is saying, Yusuf. Ji, 40 days, 4 months. Ji, who else, inshallah? Shreep, 4 months, pedal, mashallah.
Just came back from Nigeria now, mashallah. Making another Jama'ah performance, pedal very soon, inshallah. In January, February, inshallah. Allah
bahad. Amen. Sometimes shaitan makes us think, you know, 4 months, long period. From January to now, 2-4 months are finished. Jai? How quickly time goes. We say time goes very fast. According to Jamaat also, time will go fast. Time will pass. But to make the time valuable, inshallah. So all of us, we haven't, we don't want to make niyat now, inshallah. Think about it, go home, make mashura. But I have that azam that if I haven't given 4 months, then Allah must accept me for 4 months. I've given, inshallah, then not a year must come to an end. But my chillah for that year I must give, inshallah. We all make niyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala khubul. Now, beloved brothers, like Mulana Sahib explained about the old workers, our elders are coming. We must understand that our elders are so busy whole year. They got suffer, place one country after another, one province after another, one state after another. One way they suffer all the time. But in all that fikr, they haven't forgotten us. They make in all the qurbani, the mujahada, thousands of kilometers to come and attend our, and grace us in our workers jor, ulama jor. Now for us, how far it is? 550, 600 kilometers. If you sit in a plane, 1 hour you're there. You sit in a car, 6 hours you're there. So easy Allah Pak has made for us. Imagine they making all the qurbani to come, but we cannot make the qurbani. Whose loss it is? It's our loss. So we all make, all of us sitting here, inshallah, especially those of us, especially ulama ikram and those of us who spend 4 months and 40 days, then let us see, inshallah, that we are there in the jor. We all make near, inshallah. Ji, who will be coming to the jor, inshallah? Ji, Allah khubul, mashallah. So nice, alhamdulillah. Allah khubul. So now, some tarteeb can be made, alhamdulillah, like Mawlana Sahib said, buses. So, buses from Phoenix is nearer for you, or if you want to come join the buses from Madri Hilal, wherever it's easy, inshallah, we can. Otherwise, if you want to take out our cars, kumbis, our own transport, and make fikr on our satis. You see, we make the tarteeb, and we tell the brothers, we go make the shkil. And we say that, look, I'm going, I got place for you, or making arrangements, then the brother will get himmat. But now we're just going to tell a brother, old worker Zor must come, he'll start scratching his head, I'll see how I must go, I'm not sure, I must go alone. So we give them the options of the bus, of the car, of the kumbi, or whatever arrangements, or the plane. At least they have something to make fikr for, inshallah. We all make niyat accordingly, inshallah. Ji, and inshallah, we are so fortunate. Huh? Masjid al-Hilal is how far from here? Ji, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, we're in Masjid al-Hilal. Ji, every Tuesday we have Mashura, alhamdulillah. So Zimmedar brothers should come. Every Friday, Shab Guzari. All of us should be there, Shab Guzari. The brothers come Tuesdays and Fridays and sometimes in between on Thursdays and in between also from Stanger and from Peter Maritzburg. And we know the construction of the entry, how long it takes them. Sometimes 1.5, 2 hours one way. But they come without fail every week. For us how long? 10 minutes, inshallah. One bridge we cross and we know overboard, inshallah. We all make niyat, inshallah. Madre Hila. Today is Wednesday. This Friday, inshallah, let's make it a start, inshallah. We haven't been coming regularly. We come, then mashallah, fiqh, so nice Iman Yaqeen talks. Fiqh, the masjid brothers sit in the halqa, they discuss the taqazas, the fiqh. After Isha, the ta'aleem of Hayat al-Sahaba takes place. Then the brothers keep over, next morning Fajr. All make niyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Now, mashallah, Maulana was saying there's so many ulama ikram here, and so many four-monthers, and so many brothers. Now we've got limited days also to the Jor. So if all of us, 8-10 brothers that are here, we are fikr month, if every day we take our time, inshallah, and make mulaqats, and start ticking the boxes, ticking the names, then it'll be easy. Otherwise, if we're going to say no, the people will get the message, or we'll rely on social media, this is not our work. Our work is person to person, heart to heart. When we go heart to heart, person to person, and give the invitation, the dawat, it has an effect. If you put in a phone and just send a message, that is lifeless. Beja, no life in it. That is dead. Then the effect of it is also dead. Allah Ta'ala used Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. In that zaman, Allah Pak could have given him all the technology. Allah Pak saved Rasulullah from all the technology. That our effort is heart to heart. He could have made one, like for Hajj, the azan, elan was given. Fazin fin nasi bil Hajj atulka rijala. Announcement was made. And all those who heard the announcement and they said, Labbaik, they will go for Hajj, isn't it? But Allah Pak didn't use that for us. For us, we have to go for deen and hidayah to spread. We have to go person to person. Rasulullah was made to leave Makkah Mukarramah, go to Taif, go to the marketplaces, go make hijrat, and undergo all that mujahada. Otherwise, he could have said one place and just made one awaz, one announcement. Allah Pak could have taken that announcement the whole world. But Allah Pak made that qurbani happen, that this work and the spread of hidayat, it requires qurbani. So we all make niyat, inshallah. Every day, whatever time is munasib, appropriate for us, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evenings, get together our satis, and we cover the whole area, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.
محمد وبارك وسلم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذي القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اے اللہ ہم سب کا بیعتنا قبول فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما ہمارے ماں باپ بھائی بہنوں کی مغفرت فرما مؤمنین مؤمنات کی مغفرت فرما اے اللہ accept us to strive for your deen far and wide یا اللہ اے اللہ our elders are traveling long distances and coming to us یا اللہ give them the صحت and عافیت and سلامتی یا اللہ let us benefit from their programs یا اللہ let us bring this fikr of deen into our hearts یا اللہ and strive for your deen یا اللہ till our last breath یا اللہ جہاں جہاں جماعتیں چل رہی ہے بھرپور نصرت فرما ویدے و مدرسہ مکاتب Ya Allah, khankas, wherever dini efforts are taking place, Ya Allah, in the correct manner, Ya Allah, you accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, kaam mein barkat naseeb farma, halal paak, barkat wali rozi naseeb farma, bimaron ko shifa naseeb farma. Ya Allah, sab ka khatima bil khair, iman par farma, sab ka khatima bil khair, iman par farma, all those of sick in our families, in the ummat-e-muslima, give them shifa hai kamila. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Ya Allah, take care of Haramain Sharifain, take care of Masjid Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslims around Palestine, Ya Allah, in Gaza, Ya Allah. Bring about good conditions, Ya Allah. Remove the enemy, Ya Allah. If there is hidayat, give them hidayat. If there is no hidayat, Ya Allah, remove the enemies, Ya Allah. Protect the Muslims, Ya Allah. Bring about those amal which draws your pleasure, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Nabi Pak says, Ummat par raham farmale, karam farmale, Allahumma inna najaluka fi muhurihim. ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم استر عوراتنا وامن رواتنا اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers, the tea has been prepared upstairs. Please meet our elders, inshallah. Sit with them upstairs and have some tea also, inshallah, for about 5-10 minutes at least, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.